Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Janine and you're listening to Lunch with Loudon. Coffee Party Internet Radio is a part of the Be The Media project. In addition to Lunch with Loudon, Thursday noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here you are. We also have soon to return Medium Ground with John Henry on Friday evenings, Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis on Saturday morning. I Take Liberty with My Coffee with Bobby Rodrigo early Sunday morning. It's 8:30 Eastern, which is 5:30 in the morning here on the Pacific Coast. On Mondays, you can watch for special event shows like book club, movie club, coffee party candidate interviews, and town halls. On Tuesday, we have a Muslim and a Catholic wake up in Merck with Isa and Cal. The Tim Danahy Show is 5 days per week on the Castle Rock Radio Network, and you can see more about these and other offerings from Coffee Party Radio and other events at www.coffeepartyusa.com. Click on Radio Shows. And if you click on Volunteer, you could actually join our team, Be The Media. Our broadcast today is very, very exciting. People for the American Way, an organization I have supported for many, many, many years, has a campaign called Government by the People that, among other things, promotes the Democracy for All Amendment. Our guest today, Rio Tazewell, is a campaign coordinator and here to announce the, I wish I had a reverb here, the $64,000 Democracy for All video contest. I didn't do that very well. Oh, well. If you've had a chance to read the most recent Coffee Party newsletter, you know a little bit about this already. And while we have him here, we're going to be asking him for more specifics about the Democracy for All Amendment. So please welcome to the podcast, Rio Tazewell. Thanks for being with us today, Rio.
Thank you, Janine. Very happy to be here.
I'm very, very excited. I've been looking forward to scripting, practicing my own video. And when the board of directors goes on to our annual meeting later in August, we've already planned to do a video as a group. So I guess you could say I'm really excited about this one.
That's fantastic. Can't wait to see the Coffee Party video. Any organizations that are participating in the contest can produce their own videos in addition to sharing this opportunity with their members. So that is great. Can't wait to see it. Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to lead by example around here. So, hey, it's way to go. But first, let's start by giving you a chance to sort of give your elevator speech or whatever it is you like to say about People for the American Way for those who aren't as familiar with the organization as I might be.
Great. Yeah, sure. So People for the American Way is a progressive advocacy organization. We've been around since the early 80s, largely have worked on social justice and civil rights issues and continue to this day to work on, you know, the many issues that fall into that category. And money and politics really is our most recent program area, really since 2010 with the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. This has become an area of focus for us as an organization. But we have a number of different programs that really kind of support one another. We have a Young People For program, which is a training program for young activists, college-aged activists, to basically give them the tools and guidance and support necessary to become more effective organizers on any number of progressive issues. We have a Young Elected Officials network of people that hold elected office that are under 35 on the local, state, and national level, sort of a support network for them. And then we have an African American Religious Affairs network that works to mobilize African American communities around progressive issues, get out the vote, et cetera. Then we have the right-wing Watch blog that many people know us for that essentially calls out extremist right-wing rhetoric on a regular basis. And then, yeah, the Government by the People program, which I'm the coordinator of, is, like I said, the most recent program area of PFAW. And we are in favor of a whole range of solutions to big money in politics, including public financing, increasing disclosure, increasing transparency. But then the centerpiece of our reform package that we work with a broad network of organizations to push is a proposed amendment to the Constitution to overturn Supreme Court cases like Citizens United that have allowed for unregulated, unrestricted spending by third parties in our political process. So that's kind of us in a nutshell here. We do a lot of coalition work. We work with a broad range of organizations to build support for the Democracy for All Amendment and other solutions, including labor unions, environmental groups, social and economic justice groups, student groups, even business alliances, faith groups, very diverse spectrum of organizations recognize that money in politics is an issue that prevents progress on many fronts. And we've begun to do a lot of organizing of organizations and coalition building to build support for this range of solutions, but specifically and particularly the Democracy for All Amendment.
All right, well, and it's obvious why I've been a supporter of your organization for a long time. I think the diversity of your interest, but also of your reach is fantastic. But you've just given yourself a perfect segue into saying more about the Democracy for All Amendment. I mean, fire us up for our video, Rio.
Yeah. So the Democracy for All Amendment is the leading amendment proposal in Congress now to overturn decisions like Citizens United, and that basically means allowing for there to be restrictions on the amount that can be spent by third-party entities. Because of Citizens United, you know, corporations enjoy the same First Amendment rights as people, and because of previous Supreme Court cases, spending money is protected under the First Amendment as free speech. So, you know, with the combination of these Supreme Court cases has allowed for a situation in which corporations can spend unlimited amounts of money to affect political races by supporting candidates that they like, you know, opposing candidates that they don't like. And any meaningful campaign finance reform that's passed on the local or the state or on the national level can get challenged in court and ultimately struck down because of Citizens United. So in order for there to be, you know, substantive, long-lasting, meaningful reform, we need to either amend the Constitution or we need another Supreme Court case that basically nullifies the previous cases. So we're not going to count on that happening. It certainly could happen. The Supreme Court could revisit this issue. But we don't want to sit around and just hope that happens. So we're working to amend the Constitution. And the Democracy for All Amendment really has emerged relatively recently as the leading amendment proposal. As even as early as just a year ago, there was still about a dozen different amendment proposals in Congress that had been introduced but had failed to really pick up a whole lot of traction. And then pretty quickly, reform organizations and members of Congress started mobilizing around the Democracy for All Amendment. And actually last September, the 113th Congress brought the Democracy for All Amendment to the Senate floor for a week of debate and actually had a vote on it. And 55 senators went on record in favor of the amendment, which was not quite enough for it to pass. To pass a constitutional amendment, we need 2/3 of both chambers of Congress and then 3/4 of the states. But the fact that Congress actually voted on an amendment to overturn Citizens United and got a majority is a huge step in the right direction, and really has been the result of the collaborative effort of a broad network of organizations beginning to work together.
Well, and it is brilliant. There have been a lot of other kinds of legislation that have, I mean, the Disclose Act, the Follow the Money Act, the Fair Elections Now Act. I mean, there's a lot of attempts. There's a lot of agreement, even in the polls that you see, that money in politics is an issue needing addressing, and that it's people are calling for a 28th Amendment. Some people are calling for a constitutional convention. I think that all of that points to the notion that change is necessary and change is now. And so I so enjoy participating with your group in the many ways you take this, bring this to the people. So I want to thank you for that. Money and politics is clearly it's my keystone issue. I really think it's the gateway to be able to solve a lot of the other things that many of us are taking on. Because as long as their money talks, as loudly as it's talking, then we're not heard, right? And so, but I digress. We really hope that you'll tell us about your amazing contest that I'm so excited about. So what do you say? Can you give us the details?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're getting ready to launch the $64,000 Democracy for All video challenge. It's kicking off next week on Wednesday, August 12th. And it's a very exciting campaign. It's a video contest to encourage people to produce short videos, 30 to 90 seconds, talking about money and politics from many different perspectives. So we want people to talk about how money and politics affects in their own life. We want them to talk about how it affects issues that they're passionate about, whether it's climate change or income inequality or gun control or equal representation. I mean, there's really a very wide range of issues that are affected by money and politics. So people can go any number of directions in terms of talking about the problem. And to encourage creativity, we have different categories that people can enter under. There's a funniest video category, most creative, most dramatic, best original song, and then a best student video category. And to incentivize people to produce these videos, we're putting up some prize money. There's a $25,000 grand prize, and then there's also $5,000 for each of those five categories that I mentioned. And in addition to that, we're going to be giving away $1,000 every single week for 14 weeks, the duration of the contest, starting next week. People can start submitting videos to democracyforall.com. We'll go live next week. Currently, there is a landing page up there now where you can go and read about the contest. You can read the rules and whatnot, read more about the categories, the prize amounts and whatnot. But starting next week on Wednesday, at democracyforall.com, people will be able to enter their videos as well as take action and write their member of Congress. We've put together this nifty little web widget that allows people to automatically generate an email to be sent to their member of Congress just by entering their zip code. On the website, we're also going to have sample videos for people to browse. And then more information about the Democracy for All amendment. You'll be able to actually read the amendment. It's a very short amendment. It fits on one page, which is very unusual for bills in Congress these days. But it's a very clear-cut, simple solution to the problem. People can read more about it. They can read more about the context on money and politics. So this democracyforall.com is meant to not only house the video contest, but also just be a conduit for building support for the Democracy for All amendment in general. And we have over 150 organizations that are going to be collaborating to get the word out about this contest. So we're very, very excited to see all of the creative ways that people, can portray the problem of money in politics and get these, these members of these different organizations to talk about the problem of money in politics in different contexts, different issue areas. And in addition, we're reaching out to people that work in the film world, in the arts and entertainment world, to work to get influential people to endorse the contest, to make videos themselves. We're really hoping that this video contest can help shape the cultural conversation around money and politics to focus more on solutions, like the Democracy for All amendment, because the polling is overwhelmingly clear. People are fed up with private interests buying influence in government and big money buying their way in government. And it's not a matter of people not thinking it's a problem. It's a matter of people thinking that there's nothing that can be done about it. Cynicism by far is the biggest barrier that we're up against as reformers and as organizers. And we're hoping that this video contest, since, you know, there's prize money, since it's kind of fun, it's kind of social media driven, hopefully this can help raise awareness and elevate solutions like the Democracy for All Amendment so that people can really reframe the discussion to focus on solutions and not the, you know, the cynical, overwhelming nature of money in politics, which is completely understandable, but ultimately probably won't get us where we need to go. So we're really excited to see what energy can kind of come out of this contest. And it's not meant to be a one-off campaign either. We're already kind of thinking through the next two or three steps down the line. And this $64,000 Democracy for All video challenge is really just the first step in what we intend to continue with. So, you can enter as an individual. Anyone over 13 years old can enter. Even younger people can produce videos themselves. They just have to get, you know, a parent or guardian to sign off on it. We're really interested in seeing, you know, high school clubs make videos, student groups, but then also organizations can produce videos too. So if a nonprofit wants to produce a video, if a church wants to produce a video, they absolutely can. And even businesses, you know, we really are encouraging, you know, all members of our society to tell the story of money and politics from their perspective.
I think this is just, Rio, there is a climate of resignation that sort of like shading this country, coloring how you see things in this country. And I'm a firm believer that when you combine creativity and social media, the arts and technology, the way that we can, for that moment where we see this video, for that moment when we, you know, we actually get, we see the other side of resignation, we see possibility. And I soared for this project because it is nothing but possibility. And what's one thing? It's like, okay, you have 150 support organizations, one of which is Coffee Party USA. Indeed. So if each one of them produced a video as a way of setting the standard for their own group, you will be watching a lot of videos. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Yeah, I can't wait to start watching the videos. And yeah, we've got a list of qualifiers and volunteers that are going to be helping us with that. So we're doing the due diligence to make sure that we're prepared. And I'm definitely going to be one of those people reviewing those videos, and I can't wait to see them start to come in.
Right. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And for everybody who can't, if later on you don't remember how to get access to this contest, there's two ways I can offer you. One is to go to the Lunch with Loudon Facebook page, and you can click on the link to the contest. Right now it's a sneak peek site, but it'll soon be the live and thriving contest site. And the other way is, of course, if you receive the Coffee Party Day monthly newsletter, you have a story about this and a link to that page as well. So I will be sure and put other information on Lunch with Loudon Facebook page to make sure that you have everything you need to know to participate. So 13, down to 13, that's also brilliant, because I think sometimes the simplicity, you know, sometimes we have so many words to choose from, and they end up meaning nothing. So I like it when we can focus on the essential of an issue. And I think that that's what I'm looking forward to here, is that creative spark that will show, reduce a lot of rhetoric into a very simple concept. And I think that's very exciting. So any last words for us?
Pardon? Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we're excited about too, is getting that creative input from people. You know, we work with a lot of organizations that have spent a lot of time and resources thinking about how to talk about this issue in a way that resonates with people. And I think we've made a lot of progress on that, but I think there is no better way to, you know, figure out how to talk about an issue in a way that, you know, is meaningful for people than getting people to talk about it themselves. And video is such a powerful medium to use. So yeah, we're really excited to see, you know, people come out of the woodwork, and people that are not necessarily activists or people that have never, you know, thought about participating in any form of activism to potentially make a short video. I mean, since video is such ubiquitous It's so ubiquitous these days. I mean, video is everywhere on social media. People have cell phones that can shoot video and even edit video right in on their phone. It's almost too easy to make videos these days. And we're you know, really excited and looking forward to seeing, you know, what people decide to do with that, with a little incentive, and the big incentive being to hopefully, you know, create a cultural conversation to focus on solutions, the smaller incentive being some not insignificant prize money to put in your pocket, and then, you know, more broadly, just getting many diverse organizations to work together. I think it has some value in and of itself. So, yeah, definitely just want to encourage everyone to check out democracyforall.com. Like you said, Janine, the full site will go live on Wednesday of next week, and it's a pretty robust site, but if you want to get an email notifying you that it's gone live, you can actually go to democracyforall.com now and put your email in there, and you'll get notified as soon as it goes live. But yeah, could not be more happy to be working with Coffee Party. And if you have an organization that you're involved with that isn't on board with the contest yet, you can actually go to democracyforall.com starting next Wednesday and read through all of the 150 organizations that we're working with. And if you do that and see some names missing of some groups that maybe would be a good fit, please, you know, reach out to us. We'd love to get connected with them.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Crowdsourcing creativity, you know, it's, you could not touch my heart any other concept like that one will. So thank you so much, Leo. I think that we're going to bring this to a close. Just a short sound bite, like 3 minutes, easier to spread the word. And so we're going to sort of limit our conversation today to this. Thank you for all the callers in the queue. We're going to leave it here. I have one last thing to say. I want to remind everyone that Coffee Party USA is a totally crowdfunded organization. Citizens United has not benefited us. To become a member or make a donation, go to www.coffeepartyusa and find the big red button. If you're a one-time contributor or monthly sustainer, thanks for all you do. This is Janine with Lumpsworth Loudon. Joe Tazewell, thank you so much for your time. Coffee Party on.